I've been a police diver for about 7 years now. I'm part of a regional unit consisting of 12 officers from the Scottish Borders, obviously Cumbria, Lancashire, Greater Manchester, Cheshire, North Wales, and of course Merseyside. Our main role is search for and recovery of. We're not search and rescue. So we search for, obviously, bodies, submerged vehicles, missing people, who obviously may not turn out to be one of the first, a body. Notable ones like the doctor from Manchester. We searched the area around the hospital in Manchester, the ship canal, the upper reaches of the Mersey, obviously. He was eventually found in the Lake District, so not all our missing people turn out to be bodies that we recover. We also provide a maritime presence, policing on the river, because apart from us, at the moment, there is no marine police. So for big events, we work with the City Council, English Partnerships, the Culture Company, Clipper Ventures, all those sort of people, and we will put a boat out and crew to provide a high visibility presence on the river. Very occasionally we have to be an enforcer when we're out on a boat, mainly if people aren't obeying the harbour master's wishes for these big events. They're given instructions as to how to proceed up and down the river, and if they don't obey those, there's obviously a potential danger to themselves and others, so we step in and try and point them in the right direction. We do security searches or anti-drug searches in conjunction with HM Customs and Excise. The trouble with the Mersey is the great tidal range. It makes diving very difficult. Slack water, the time between the tide coming in and out, can be almost non-existent. And on the smooth hull of a ship, it's very difficult to hold on. I know a lot of work has been done to improve the water quality. Some years ago, the interceptor sewer was installed to intercept all the sewers that used to just pour straight out into the river. We don't really see a great deal of difference in that respect. It's still a very silty river, which is churned up. It's regularly dredged compared to the Dee, the other side, which is obviously silted up quite badly. But it means that there is a lot of sediment suspended in the water, which makes it very difficult for you to see anything. I suppose the most gruesome was a murder victim who'd been decapitated and hands, I think the feet were cut off as well, obviously to hinder identification. The ironic thing was he was wearing a t-shirt by that well-known make of sporting equipment, which left a label over the stump which said head. We have come across the body of, it was either a dolphin or a porpoise, I don't know the difference, underneath the Runcorn Bridge. Somebody thought it was a human, but when we got out to it, it was obviously one of those mammals, so we let nature take its course with them. It's strange to see aircraft carriers in the river. HMS Ark Royals visited for the Battle of the Atlantic celebrations. There was visiting American aircraft carriers. They're massive, and it's strange to see them in the river. One memory that definitely stands out was, actually before I joined the police, I was in the Royal Naval Reserve and I was the radio operator on, it was HMS Stryker, the boat they had at the time. And for the tall ships in 1984, the Royal Yacht Britannia visited the Mersey with the Royal Party and we were deployed as the guard ship. However, trying to keep all the pleasure craft away, we got a radio message from obviously their radio operator saying, "Stryker, Stryker, this is Britannia. Can you go away? The noise of your engines is disturbing the Royal Party." So we had to limp away and let all the pleasure craft circle Britannia. My favourite spot, I suppose, must be linking in with the fact that I cycle down here, the stretch from the pierhead down to Otterspool Prom. My mother lives down by the Britannia pub down there, so it's quite convenient to just get on and then cycle up and down here. Started off with my young son in a carrier on the back of the bike. Now he's old enough to have his own bike and we come down, take the stabilisers off, give him practice. And now he's got a younger sister. She goes in the carrier on the back. So we quite often come down here on the bikes. Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, like a lot of people in Merseyside, in Liverpool, I have roots going back to Ireland. And my maternal grandparents came over from Ireland to Liverpool and stayed. So, ultimately, I wouldn't be here if they hadn't have landed, sailed up the Mersey and stayed here.